Hello, this is your Sun Sounds volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton, bringing you this week's edition of Earth and Home. Today, we'll be reading from Real Simple Magazine at realsimple.com. The title of this article is Our Best Ever Tips for Saving Money. Part 1. From cutting down on utility costs to saving money on every purchase, here are our best ever ways, more than 90, to save money. By Morgan Knoll, updated on May 23, 2023. Fact-checked by Haley Maids. Learning how to save money, thus keeping more in your pocket or avoiding debt, is no small feat. One of the biggest actions you can take to improve your finances is to learn how to budget money. When you're budgeting well and living within your means, tackling other financial goals such as getting out of debt, saving for retirement, or buying a house becomes more doable. Without a budget, saving money in small amounts will only help so much. Finding the best ways to save money is important, but it doesn't erase the fact that the cost of living in many places is quickly outpacing or has already outpaced minimum wage and median pay. When you're not making a living wage, it's difficult to afford the essentials, and no amount of penny pinching can change that completely. The same is true if you've recently been laid off or furloughed because of the coronavirus crisis. When larger forces drastically decrease your income, major shifts such as seeking unemployment benefits, forbearance, and leniency from lenders are necessary. If your finances are in relatively good shape, or you've gotten larger scale financial aid to see you through a rough path, and you're trying to save a few dollars where you can, these ways to save money quickly add up, depending on your current lifestyle habits. You could use these ways to save money to put thousands of dollars back in your pockets every year. In a time when financial uncertainty is everywhere, padding your bank accounts while you can is never a bad idea. A budget app can help you get your finances in shape. Try these ways to save money, and you may be surprised by how much you can save over time. How to save money on everyday purchases. Budget with a gift card. If you have a splurge-type item in your budget, like eating lunch out, and find yourself overspending, buy a gift card at the beginning of the month for the allotted amount, suggests Anna Newell Jones, author of The Spender's Guide to Debt-Free Living, How a Spending Fast Helped Me Get from Broke to Badass in Record Time. $18, Amazon.com. Once the gift card is spent, you're cut off from shelling out any more. Carry cash. Alternately, use cash instead of plastic. Keep a stash of cash with you for nights out or daytime outings so you don't overspend. Handing over bills will encourage you to think critically about your spending and may help you spend less. Give yourself an allowance. They're not just for kids. Giving yourself a weekly or monthly spending allowance allows you to splurge a little without overdoing it and blowing your budget. Calculate how much you can spare, then commit to spending no more than that until your next payday. Declare no spend days. Whether for a month, a week, or just a few days, it's beneficial to reset and find a way to recommit to your savings goals. Our clients save up to $50 a day. Some have saved more than $3,000 a month with this trick, says Shannon McClay, CEO and founder of The Financial Gym in New York City. Stop paying your bank. Many people have no idea if their bank is nickel and diming them each month, says Aaron Lowry, founder of Broke Millennial. Some banks can charge checking account holders $12 in service fees each month. Signing up for direct deposit and maintaining minimum balances are usually enough to get the fees waived. And some banks charge more when you use an out-of-network ATM. The average ATM surcharge hit $3.14 in 2022, according to Bankrate, and in some big cities, consumers pay more than $5. Use your bank's app to find an in-network ATM, or swing through a convenience or grocery store and opt for cash back for free at checkout. Cancel subscriptions. That free wellness coach trial you signed up for and forgot to cancel. The credit monitoring service you keep meaning to ditch. the gym membership gathering dust. Sure, no single subscription or membership is going to break your monthly budget, but in sum, those commitments can quickly hit triple digits each month. These gray charges, as they're known in the industry, may collectively be costing us $14 billion a year. Companies know how to bank on people's apathy, says Emily Guy Birkin, a personal finance expert and the author of End Financial Stress Now, $13, Amazon.com. You can zap those recurring charges by periodically reviewing your financial statements or outsourcing the task to a free AI-powered app like Trim or Truebill. Both securely sync to your bank and credit card accounts. Trim sends you a text message listing your recurring charges each month, then cancels any unwanted subscriptions on your behalf. Join AARP. There are lots of discounts available, and you can become a member at 18, contrary to popular belief. I joined at age 35, and I more than offset the $16 annual fee with a discount on a hotel, says Roger M.A., CFP, founder of the financial planning firm Life Laid Out in New York City. Join rewards programs. You don't have to give up your morning latte habit, but you should try to get the most value out of your order or any other regular splurge. If one is offered, sign up for a free rewards program. Starbucks is simple to use and offers rewards after you've spent just a few dollars at the store. Download the app to get started. For local shops, see if they offer a punch card system. Never make a late payment again. I've been guilty of this myself, says Annie Logue, an investing and money expert. But most late payments are met with a fee, and if you're significantly overdue, your late payment could also ding your credit score. That means that in the future, you might pay a higher interest rate on, say, an auto loan. To avoid this, Logue suggests putting everything on automatic payments. Nervous about hitting a cash flow crunch? Auto-charge bills to one credit card. Then put a reminder on your calendar for that one due date each month. Unstore your credit card information. Frequent online shoppers may have their credit card number stored on their device or on certain shops' websites. When it's time to check out, charging your purchase is seamless and can lead to you making more impulse buys. Unstore your information so every time you want to order something online, you have to go find your credit card and type in the info. This might be enough of a speed bump for you to slow down and think about whether you really need this item. If you've memorized your credit card number, do your best to forget it. How to save on entertainment. Don't assume you can't BYO. Snacks and drinks are so expensive at events like sporting games and concerts. Do a little research and see if you can bring your own. Our family recently saved about $30 at the baseball stadium this way, says Brooke Napiwaki, CFP, former financial planner at Crescendo Wealth Management in Grafton, Wisconsin. Ask for presents that save you money. If relatives or friends are inquiring about birthday or holiday gifts, ask for a membership to places like the zoo, aquarium, or children's museum. A toy keeps your kids occupied one Saturday. A zoo pass can last for months, says Laura Vanderkam, author of Juliet School of Possibilities, $12, Amazon.com, and All the Money in the World, $14, Amazon.com. Host more events at home. Instead of visiting bars and restaurants for celebrations and gatherings, offer to host at home. Ask everyone to contribute to the expense of hosting, either by bringing food and drink items or sending you a few dollars. Purchasing food and beverages at the store and then enjoying them together is still less expensive than ordering at a restaurant. Rely on the library. Your local library has more than hardcover books. Most now offer an ebook service, so you can download and read anything, anytime, and many offer DVDs for borrowing. Commit to getting everything you read or watch outside streaming from the library. You'll be surprised at how the savings stack up. Plus, library card holders can sometimes get discounts around town. Purchase workout studio packages. Pay a couple of $100 for class cards, packages of 5, 10, or more classes. at your favorite yoga or Pilates studio and see big discounts over a pay-as-you-go plan. Go to your gym for childcare. There are plenty of gyms that offer super affordable childcare while you're on the premises. For us, it's only $30 a month, says Lena Christiansen, blogger at 5-Year Fire Escape. We'd spend hundreds on babysitting for those hours. This trick has saved our family thousands of dollars, got me fit, and best of all, given me the energy I need with two kids in tow. How to save money on insurance. Cancel your mortgage insurance. If you have less than the recommended 20% equity on a home, the lender will charge you for private mortgage insurance, PMI, explains Carol Fabry, CFP, principal at Fair Advisors and executive director at Fair Advisors Institute in Denver. In most cases, when you reach 22% equity, this insurance should be automatically canceled. However, when you reach 20%, you can request the lender end it. PMI usually costs 0.5 to 1% of your loan each year and can go up to 5%. A 1% fee on a $200,000 loan will cost you $2,000 a year. If you saved the same money for 20 years, earning 5% a year, you would have more than $68,000. Ditch auto insurance fees. Call your insurance agent and ask if you're being charged a fee for paying your bill monthly. If so, you can save on insurance costs by opting to pay for 6 months or 1 year at a time. If you can afford to do so, whatever is necessary to stop paying the monthly fee, says Amanda Grossman, founder of the financial education platform Frugal Confessions. Evaluate your car insurance coverage. If your car has a low resale value, you may want to opt out of collision coverage. Check Kelley Blue Book to determine your ride's current value. Then take your comprehensive and collision premium and multiply that figure by 10. If your car is worth less than that, drop the coverage, says Bob Hunter, Director of Insurance for the Consumer Federation of America, a consumer advocacy group. Tell your insurance company about your home upgrades. If you installed smoke detectors and an alarm system to keep your house and loved ones safe, your insurance company might pat you on the back by lowering your premiums by up to 15%. Allstate, State Farm, and Nationwide all offer home protection discounts. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona. This is Earth and Home, and I am your volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Let's get back to our best ever tips for saving money. How to save money on apparel. Shop slightly out of season. Most retailers get new deliveries of clothing at least every 2 weeks, if not more often, and are under constant pressure to turn over their merchandise. This means that season-specific items, summer shorts and sandals, winter hats and gloves, hit the shelves a month or so early and are likely to be deeply discounted halfway through the season, despite still being the latest trends. Resist the urge to stock up on the new pieces you want for the coming season. Snag them when they're marked down, but still wearable for months instead. Buy better basics. When it comes to wardrobe staples, a white button shirt, black trousers, a go-to tee. The options are endless, seemingly similar, and available at every price point, from Forever 21 to Fendi. But when it comes to these pieces, the ones you'll wear over and over again, year after year, it makes more sense to invest in quality items. The cheap black pencil skirt and the more expensive one might not look so different on the rack, but paying a little more now will prevent you from having to constantly replace the lower-priced version, which will show telltale signs of wearing and washing much sooner, saving you money in the long run. Don't dry clean. Prevent your laundry bills from racking up by checking care tags before you walk out of the store. If you have any items that are dry clean only, keep in mind that the purchase price of that item isn't the final amount that it will ultimately cost your bank account. You need to factor in the cost of dry cleaning for every wear. Keeping your closet stocked with pieces you can launder yourself will keep the cost of caring for your wardrobe down considerably. Pay attention to care tags. If avoiding dry clean only items is a maxim you already live by, take it one step further and ensure you're taking proper care of the clothing you have. Just because you don't need to dry clean a piece doesn't mean it won't need special care. Check the care tag and always launder according to the manufacturer's specifications, whether that's with cold water only, laying flat to dry, or hand washing. It will greatly extend the lifespan of your wardrobe. Ask for a discount. Have you ever spotted a could-be perfect piece in store, reached for it, and realized, sadly, that it's been damaged? Usually the issue is minor, a small removable stain, a ripped seam, or a missing button. Nothing you can't fix at home for the cost of a small emergency sewing kit. Instead of putting the item back on the rack in defeat, recognize it as an opportunity to inquire about the retailer's damage discount policy. They usually have one in place that will knock about 10% off the price, even if it's already on sale. Try alternate ways to shop. Mass retailers aren't the only options out there to keep your closet well stocked. Try hosting a clothing swap with friends, scouring eBay for coveted investment pieces, and keeping an eye on the offerings at your local thrift, consignment, and off-price stores. Protect your clothes. Line drawers and closets with cedar sachets to keep moths and holes at bay, and splurge on pretty padded hangers so clothes stay in store-bought shape. Make bargain buys look top dollar. Seek out a good tailor or a family member or friend who's good with a needle and thread. After a few nips and tucks, even inexpensive clothes can look custom made. Save your shoes. Rather than shelling out for a new pair when your shoes begin to fade, have your favorite pair repaired regularly. How to put more money in savings. Put change in a jar. It may sound silly, but we sometimes forget that coins carry value. If you have loose change in your wallet or purse, you're more likely to spend it or lose it in the depths of your car or couch cushions. By putting your excess daily change into a jar, you're preventing frivolous spending, and once you have a healthy stash, you can take your coins to the bank and deposit them. Quit carrying a credit card balance. In 2022, the average household with debt paid $1,380 in interest, according to personal finance site NerdWallet. And, like a snail eating its tail, paying that interest can make it harder to chip away at the principal, which means, well, more interest. A no-fee balance transfer can give you an annual percentage rate of 0% for up to 18 months, so you can make headway on your debt and save money while doing so. If you're not confident you can pay off the balance within the introductory period, research the APR after the promotional period ends to ensure you're getting a good deal. Schedule biweekly mortgage payments. If you set up biweekly payments instead of monthly ones, you'll make the equivalent of 13 payments a year instead of 12, Fabry says. Less interest will add up, and you'll pay off more of your principal balance. Ask your loan servicer if they can process your payments this way. Use completed debt payment to save more. If you finish paying off a car, a home, or student loan, keep making those payments toward another goal. For example, put them in a high-interest savings account to build an emergency fund, or transition student loan payments into your kids' 529 plans, suggest Napawaki. Invest a month's paycheck without feeling it. Many people are paid over 26 pay periods, says Patrick B. Martinez, founder and former CEO of 3Axis Wealth in Chicago. That means twice a year, you could receive 3 paychecks a month instead of the typical 2. Mark these extra paychecks on your calendar and arrange to put them in an investment, retirement, or high-interest savings account. Flip work reimbursements. If you submit expenses that are later reimbursed, have the money sent to your savings account instead of your checking account. It feels like extra money, says Bola Sokunbi, founder of the website Clever Girl Finance. Automate to accumulate. For a workplace retirement savings account, many companies offer an auto-increase feature that lets you increase your per-paycheck contribution by 1% or more at regular intervals, according to Ellen O'Connell, CFP, financial consultant at Fidelity Investments. Set this to increase each quarter until you reach the recommended 15% contribution. You likely won't even notice small increases, and you'll be happy with the results. Sneak more money into a Roth account. After you hit the maximum $22,500 yearly pre-tax contribution to your traditional 401k, you may still be able to contribute up to $66,000 on an after-tax basis. Some plans let you move your after-tax contributions into a Roth 401k or Roth IRA. With these accounts, you can withdraw money tax-free at retirement. Check your plan for allowable contributions and limits, Ma says. Build an emergency fund. You may be saving for your emergency fund, but tucking at least a couple hundred dollars into savings as soon as you can, even before you pay down high interest debt, can help you out if and when your car needs urgent repairs or your pet gets sick. This small sum, your rainy day fund, can help you stay afloat when disaster strikes, even if it's not the recommended 3 to 6 months of your expenses. How to save money on travel and vacations. Streamline your errands. For drivers, heading out on a different errand every day of the week can burn up your gas. Think about how long it is from your home to the nearest store or shopping center, and how much time you spend going back and forth. Save gas, money, and the environment by bunching errands together 1 or 2 days of the week. You'll be using your fuel more efficiently. Be a calm driver. Aggressive driving guzzles up to 33% more gas on the highway and 5% more around town, according to the U.S. Department of Energy. Pretend there's an egg under the gas pedal, suggests Christy Hyde, a former spokesperson for AAA. You don't want to hit the pedal so hard that it will break the egg. Take the quickest route. The shortest way isn't always the most fuel efficient. Sometimes it can take more gas to drive 3 miles, riddled with stop signs and clogged with traffic, than it does to drive 4 or 5 miles on empty roads. Plan rental car reservations ahead. Reserve a car for a midweek pickup and you'll often get a better price. Rates can spike during the weekend rush. Also, consider prepaying. If you pay in full when you make a booking, you can slice as much as 35% off the total cost. Buy theme park tickets early. Don't buy tickets at a busy park entrance. Save up to 25% by nabbing them beforehand at a supermarket or a discount bulk store like Sam's Club or Costco. Membership required. Some companies even offer their employees discount tickets to popular parks. Check with HR to see what work perks you qualify for. Pay tolls smarter. Sign up for an electronic toll device such as EasyPass, which is now good on a number of toll roads, bridges, and tunnels in 19 states from Illinois to Maine, Fast Track in California, SunPass in Florida, Peach Pass in Georgia, or Pike Pass in Oklahoma. You'll save time and fuel by not idling in toll lanes, and some toll roads offer regular commuters discounts of as much as 50%. How to save money on utility bills. Ditch cable. The average cable bill is now more than $100 a month, according to a report from All Connect. But you can cut the cord and still watch sports and live news for far less. We all know about binge-watching fave shows on Netflix and HBO Max, but fans of live TV are flocking to Sling TV and Hulu with live TV. Find the services that offer what you want to watch and pay for those instead of cable. Just make sure your streaming subscriptions don't add up to more than your cable bill was. If you simply must have everything, cable might offer your household the most value. Shut off and unplug electronics. Even if you're not actively using them, electronics and device chargers use electricity, increasing your electric bill. Turn off lights and electronics when not in use and unplug what you can to save on utilities. Go paperless for paying bills. With stamps at 63 cents each year in 2023, you spent almost $100 a year just on postage to pay your bills, and don't forget the late fees if your checks get lost in the mail. Save time and money by going paperless. Nearly all utility services, cable and phone companies, and medical offices offer paperless statements. Some companies are even going as far as to charge people for receiving paper statements. Go online to create an account with your recurring services and request paperless billing. You'll get an email with your bill every month with the option to pay online. Turn off the water. Turn off the tap while you're brushing your teeth or shaving. You can save around 5,700 gallons of water per year, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. Run full loads in washing machines and dishwashers. Water plants in the early morning to ensure that the water goes into the ground instead of evaporating. And use a bucket to wash the car, hosing it off for a quick rinse to save gallons of water per wash. You could also save hundreds on your annual water bill. That concludes our best ever tips for saving money, part one. We'll return next week to continue the article in part two on best ever tips for saving money. If you missed any part of this program or are interested in another program, check out our on-demand menu on sunsounds.org. We are at the conclusion of this week's Earth and Home program. This is your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer broadcaster, Carol Hampton. Thank you for tuning in this week. Join me next time for another new and informative program. Have a great week and stay tuned to Sun Sounds of Arizona.